and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
From ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Uncertainty over tariffs taking another turn after stocks sank last week over concerns a trade war with China was escalating. Stocks up today. President Trump now trying to reassure the global economic community that tariffs will eventually lead to more sustainable trade policies.
We're going to make a lot of money for our people. We'll be able to lower taxes substantially, and we're going to be proud of ourselves. We're not going to be a laughing stock. Got taken advantage of by virtually every country in the world.
Chinese officials today calling on the U.S. to stop making threats and resorting to coercion, they say, and to engage China in trade talks. At St. Peter's Basilica, the body of Pope Francis lying in state for the next 3 days. People are lining up to pay their respects. His funeral takes place Saturday. In Turkey, a preliminary 6.2 magnitude earthquake centered off Istanbul rattled the region and led to panic. Officials say at least 150 are hospitalized. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For WRCE 107.7, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Average gasoline prices in Wisconsin have fallen 5.7 cents per gallon in the last week, averaging $2.95 a gallon, according to Gas Buddy's survey of over 3,000 stations in Wisconsin. Prices in Wisconsin are 12.9 cents per gallon lower than a month ago and stand 43.4 cents per gallon lower than a year ago. According to Gas Buddy price reports, the cheapest station in Wisconsin was priced at $2.63 a gallon Sunday, while the most expensive was $3.33 a gallon, a difference of 70 cents per gallon. The national average price of gasoline has fallen 3.4 cents per gallon in the last week, averaging $3.10 a gallon. The national average is down 1.8 cents per gallon from a month ago and stands 54.6 cents per gallon lower than a year ago, according to Gas Buddy data compiled for more than 11 million weekly price reports covering over 150,000 gas stations across the country. The national average price of diesel has decreased 2.7 cents in the last week. Patrick DeHaan, head of petroleum analysis at Gas Buddy, said the national average has seen its second straight weekly decline, with gas prices falling in over 40 states. However, some states have seen increases due to localized price cycling. He adds, with oil prices rallying over the past week, we may start to see the downward trend in gas prices begin to stall. So far, 2025 has been relatively calm at the pump for most Americans, thanks in part to OPEC's ongoing restoration of oil production and continued uncertainty surrounding tariff policy and its potential impact on the global economy. Regardless, Americans are currently spending over $200 million less per day on gasoline compared to this time last year. For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulatz.
The Brewers blast the Giants. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball last night in San Francisco. Top of the sixth. Bases loaded. Christian Yelich at the plate on FanDuel Wisconsin.
2-2 coming. Fly ball center field. Back goes Lee. He is still back. And it is gone. A grand slam for Christian Yelich opens this ball game wide open.
It was Yelich's first grand slam in 3 years. Milwaukee went on to win 11-3 over the Giants. A lot of contributions from the crew. Pat Murphy.
Terang sticks out. Yelich sticks out. Those guys were amazing. Bowers getting a start once in a while and hit a homer later in the game to keep adding on. A lot of good Durbin. A lot of good offensive performances today.
NBA, the Bucks losing to the Pacers 123-115. Indiana leads the series 2-0. Game 3 Friday night.
We'll just see. I'm very confident about this series there.
At Stock Rivers with sports, on Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Scattered showers and thundershowers likely today, tonight, and again tomorrow. Our high today, upper 60s to low 70s with a light south breeze. Tonight, we're going to drop to around 50. Tomorrow, our high in the upper 60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 45.
Farm Rescue makes sure that you aren't alone. They're there to extend the hand and to take the burden.
Even the most independent farmers need help sometimes, and asking for that help is protecting the future. Farm Rescue provides equipment and volunteers free of charge to assist in times of crisis. We're currently accepting applications for planting and haying assistance. If you or someone you know could use our help, call 701-252-2017 or visit farmrescue.org.
Reviewing the week's legal news with a friend of the court.
Well, I'm looking forward to Saturday morning. I haven't missed one. Outstanding. Just like being in school.
It has been a week in the areas of law and government and the aspiration for justice in America. As always, I am delighted. I am honored that you have chosen to spend some of your weekend time with me in discussion.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome three filmmakers from the Milwaukee Film Festival. Toby Jones and Ben Hansen join the show to talk about their film, AJ Goes to the Dog Park, and Mark Evans talks about his film, The Diamond King.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the second hour of our program. Axios is leading today with the story that several people in the Trump administration are now openly saying that the rationale that they have been using to strip visas from green card holders and student visa holders, particularly the student visa holders in universities, this rationale of you are anti-Semitic because you are criticizing Israel's attacks on Gaza, that they now want to redirect that toward U.S. citizens who are critical of Israel or who are critical of Trump, and claim that those of us who are critical of this administration or of Netanyahu's administration are enabling terrorism, which under the Patriot Act makes us guilty of terrorism, which then Trump says makes us eligible for deportation to El Salvador. I mean, it's pretty breathtaking. Keep in mind, the very first day of Trump's presidency, January 20th, he signed a whole bunch of executive orders, and one of those executive orders was, pretty startling. This executive order was titled Protecting, hang on just a second, I'm trying to find the exact title of it. But it was basically what he said was, here it is. It was titled Protecting the American People Against Invasion, and it requires all persons in the United States who are not citizens, including green card holders, it requires them to carry their citizenship identification at all times or be subject to arrest. Including green card holders. Everybody. So this is like moving really fast. This is how they do it. I mean, they do it for, first they go after the immigrants. Right. The first literally, the very first people Hitler went after actually were trans people, which, of course, this administration has been going after for, 10 years now. Then they go after immigrants. Then they go after the enemy within, and, which they define however they happen to define it this day or this week. And that includes people like you and me, citizens of the United States who are critical of the Trump administration. And, the Soviet Union, they had an internal passport system. By the way, the Real ID Act goes into effect in 2 weeks, or 3 weeks, I guess it is. I think it's the May 7th, or the first week of May. And, requiring Americans to have identification that shows their citizenship. In 1932, the Soviet Union introduced an internal passport system, very much like the Real ID Act. And what happened? Well, within 10 years, those passports, those domestic passports, were required for everyone over 16 to carry at all times. And without the proper stamps and approvals, you couldn't get a job, you couldn't get housing, you couldn't get education, you couldn't even get food rations. And during crackdowns like the 68 Prague Spring, those ID systems became weaponized, right? They allowed authorities to target, detain, and even disappear political opponents under the guise of administrative violence or violations, excuse me. You know, another poignant example of this was the Green Ticket Roundup on May 14, 1941 in Paris. The Vichy French government, the Nazi collaborating French government, sent out a green, they were printed on green paper, a notice that to 3,700 immigrants saying that you need to check in. Now, they were all Jewish, but they were immigrants. Not French citizens, saying that you need to check in with the government, the Vichy government, for a status check. And when these 3,700 people showed up, they were arrested and deported to death camps. It was the first mass arrest of Jews in France during World War II. So, you know, here we are. In the United States, we're witnessing the early stages of this same playbook. And when Trump comes out and says, we can't give everyone a trial, I mean, this isn't a slip of the tongue. This is just a direct statement of naked authoritarianism. I mean, all over the country, we're seeing stories piling up about ICE arrests and detentions with no transparency, no due process, no answers. A mother from Jefferson Parish, Louisiana, detained by ICE, leaving her children and family in a panic. They have no idea where she is. She has no criminal record, no apparent reason for the arrest. The U.S. government detained a father of two. The Center for Constitutional Rights is calling it an illegal detention, saying it was based on racial profiling. American citizens are getting swept up in these. So far, mostly they've been released. But, you know, ICE agents showed, you know, they detained a Harvard affiliate in what critics are calling targeted enforcement. In Los Angeles, they showed up at a public school district and said they wanted to talk to the kids. I mean, what kind of country sends armed federal agents, not local police, not law enforcement, but basically, you know, the military or a militarized branch of the federal government into school communities to drag away parents or students? What kind of country does that? A country that's sliding into fascism. Trump and his buddies claim that this is about law and order. But when you strip people of their rights based solely on their immigration status, and you create a culture where anyone who looks like they might be undocumented can be interrogated or detained without cause, you're not enforcing the law. You're weaponizing it. This isn't idle talk. I mean, this they've laid out the blueprint for this. I read this Axios report this morning to Congressman Pocan, but, you know, it bears repeating. This is from Axios this morning, you know, a solid middle-of-the-road mainstream news organization. In which the Trump administration is floating the idea of arresting American citizens who have criticized the Trump anti-terror policies, which they describe as the policies, which they describe as support for Israel and the attack on Gaza and deporting immigrants to the Sikak concentration camp in El Salvador. Here's a quote. This is from Axios. Quote, Trump administration officials are suggesting their immigration crackdown could expand to include deporting convicted U.S. citizens and charging anyone, not just immigrants, who criticizes Trump's policies. Some officials say U.S. citizens who criticize administration policies could be charged with crimes based on the notion that by that criticism, they're aiding terrorists and criminals. White House Senior Director for Counterterrorism Seb Gorka said in an interview with Newsmax, quote, you have to ask yourself, are they technically aiding and abetting them? Because aiding and abetting criminals and terrorists is a crime. And then the article goes on to say Trump's team has also questioned the legality of civic groups providing immigrants with Know Your Rights training on how to respond to federal agents. Border Czar Tom Homan suggested that such seminars help people evade law enforcement. And this is how it starts. I mean, soon it could be policy that anybody who criticizes the Trump regime ends up disappeared. This is the normalization of papers, please. I mean, you know, those of us of a certain age remember those old movies, you know, the old black and white movies and the old Twilight Zone episodes in the 50s and 60s and 70s on television, when, you know, that took place in Nazi Germany or took place in the Soviet Union or took place in a future dystopian America, where the goose-stepping police come up to the, you know, average person on the street and say, papers, please. And if you don't produce them fast enough, boom, you're disappeared. That's what's happening here. We're moving in that direction rapidly. So what can we do about this? Number one, contact your representatives and demand oversight hearings on ICE enforcement. Number two, support legal aid organizations providing representation to detained immigrants. Three, document and report ICE activities in your community as civil liberty watchdogs. Four, show up for the weekly protests. Five, participate in social media and other venues to get the word out. And six, send small dollar donations, you know, like $5, $25, to politicians who show the courage to speak out or take action against the regime. Every time they do it, it'll have more impact than a postcard or a phone call. But remember, what happens to the most vulnerable among us eventually happens to us all. History has taught us this lesson repeatedly, and we ignore it at our own peril. 15 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of the news of the day and your calls in just a moment. But let's do whatever we can to stop this papers, please nonsense dead in its tracks.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
It's your media support group for We the People. I'll be right back.
It's me, your liver. You know, the organ that helps you recover every weekend after pizza, donuts, and all those drinks. When you have a headache, you take an aspirin. You have a stomach ache, you pop an acid. But where's the love for your best buddy, the liver? The least that you could do to help me stay healthy is take Active Liver from New Nordic. Active Liver tablets contain high-quality, all-natural ingredients like milk thistle, globe artichoke, and turmeric extracts, which are proven to keep me healthy and you feeling your best. Active Liver provides an easy daily detox and helps protect me all year long. So let me make you an offer you can't refuse. You take care of me with Active Liver, and I keep taking care of you. Capisce?
See for yourself why Active Liver is Scandinavia's number one liver health supplement. You can find Active Liver at CVS and online at Amazon or directly from NewNordicUSA.com. Again, find it in stores at CVS or online at Amazon or NewNordicUSA.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Voting proof of citizenship efforts are afoot in Michigan, while voters await the outcome of the Federal SAVE Act and a Trump executive order requiring similar restrictions. This despite no evidence of widespread non-citizen voting in Michigan or anywhere else in the U.S. In Michigan, a constitutional amendment which failed to achieve a two-thirds majority in the legislature just received the go-ahead to collect signatures for a citizen ballot initiative instead. If organizers meet the signature requirements, it could appear on the 2026 ballot. The Michigan proposal requires any new registering voters to show, quote, a birth certificate, passport, and/or other documents, and would eliminate the use of sworn affidavits for voters without approved IDs. Voters without citizenship documents could cast a provisional ballot, but must return with the documents within 6 days for it to count. While that may keep the 20, that's 2-0, alleged Michigan non-citizens from voting, 1 in 9 Americans don't have ready access to citizenship documents, and over 5.8 million Michigan citizens don't own a U.S. passport, according to the Center for American Progress. On the national proof of citizenship front, a federal circuit court ruling on President Donald Trump's March 25th order is expected April 24th, and the SAVE Act is in the U.S. Senate, but unlikely to overcome the filibuster. We have links to more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
David Hogg, Democratic National Committee Vice Chair, says, no, we're going to spend $20 million to take out fellow Democrats who are either too old or not voting progressive enough. And Republicans are doing this as well. They don't want any compromise, zero-sum game. I spent 30 years in politics. The best politics are pragmatic. You get 75% of the loaf and you move on.
Catch The Todd Allbaugh Show at its new time, weekdays 2 to 4 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
I'm Tony Goldwyn. As an actor and a director, I attend a lot of screenings. But there's one that's different. It's important, and it could save your life. A lung cancer screening. You know, I lost my mom to lung cancer when she was just 68 years old. Screenings help diagnose lung cancer early when it's most treatable, even curable. A quick low-dose CT scan is all it takes. GoTo for lung cancer is your go-to. Visit goto.org.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel.
Ross, calling in.
Thanks for your show. I'm just wondering if we're watching or witnessing a legal system that where what we thought was precedent is now going to be sort of cast away.
The reality is the question that you raise about the future and what are the implications when, in fact, the things we understood always to be bedrocks of our community, of our nation, are no longer that.
Amicus, a law review, Saturday mornings from 9 to 11.
Our daily song is now available on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, YouTube Music, Pandora, Tidal, Deezer, iHeartRadio, and a whole bunch of other platforms. Just look for songs by Louise and Tom Hartman. Check it out. Hey, if you're a homeowner, you need to listen to this. When's the last time you checked on your home title? That's the legal proof you own your house. And if you're like me, the answer is probably never. The problem is, in today's AI and cyber world, scammers are stealing home titles and your equity is the target. Here's how it works. Criminals forge your signature on one document, use a fake notary stamp, pay a small fee with your county, and boom, your home title has been transferred out of your name. Then they take out loans using your equity or even sell your property. You won't even know what happened until you get a collection or a foreclosure notice. That's why you need to stop what you're doing and find out today if you're already a victim. Use the promo code TOM14, T-H-O-M-1-4, at HomeTitleLock.com to make sure your title is still in your name. You also get a free title history report plus a free 14-day trial of their $1 million triple lock protection. That's 24/7 monitoring of your title, urgent alerts to any changes, and if fraud should happen, they'll spend up to $1 million to fix it. So go to HomeTitleLock.com now and use that promo code TOM14, T-H-O-M-1-4. That's HomeTitleLock.com, promo code TOM14.
To explain, but now the boots are back. The whispers, too, and they're looking for someone who looks like you. They don't knock, they demand no room for doubt. In your own hometown, you're a stranger now. They say it's law, they say it's peace. But all I hear is papers, please. Papers, please. In the land of the free. Show your name, your blood, your history. Or disappear like a ghost in the breeze. This ain't a dream.
Papers, please. In the
It's not just policy. It's not just control. It's a scar.
Back 24 minutes past the hour. Kilmer Abrego's Garcia's wife, this young man who is who was illegally deported to El Salvador, has had to go into hiding because the Trump administration published her address. They published a paper, an old court paper, that about an order of protection that she had sought at one point against her husband and ultimately abandoned. And it has her address. And she said, I don't feel safe when the government posts my address, the house where my family lives, for everyone to see, especially when this case has gone viral and people have all sorts of opinions. So this is definitely a bit terrifying. I am scared for my kids. Amazing. Meanwhile, the Kremlin has made a proposal to Donald Trump. You know, in fewer than 100 days, Trump has basically given Putin everything he's ever asked for. He hasn't even, I mean, he didn't even put tariffs on Russia. He has never stood up to Russia. And now, according to the Moscow Times, what Russia is offering Trump is a grand deal. A joint rare earth and aluminum mining venture, a $15 billion energy metallurgy complex in eastern Siberia, access for U.S. oil firms to return to Russian energy products, and most significantly, the resurrection of Trump Tower Moscow. In exchange, they want us to stop supporting Ukraine, recognize Russia's genocidal land grabs, refuse to give NATO membership to Ukraine, refuse to give NATO any kind of assurances, security assurances by the United States. Basically just say, okay, Ukraine, you're on your own, and if Russia attacks you again, you're going to have to defend yourself. This is just a and they're calling this a peace deal. At the center of all this is Steve Witkoff, this real estate billionaire that Trump has running cover for Putin. He's inserted himself into these sham negotiations. In an interview with Tucker Carlson, Witkoff was repeating Kremlin talking points verbatim, saying that eastern Ukraine, quote, wants to be under Russian rule, saying Zelensky is not going to survive politically. He bragged about Putin commissioning a portrait of Trump like it was, you know, some sort of diplomatic thing. And it's no coincidence that Witkoff's business partner is Len Blavatnik, Putin's longtime money man with deep ties to Russian security services, who's been laundering the Kremlin's agenda into elite Western institutions, one donation at a time. According to Olga Lautman over at Olga Lautman, L-A-U-T-M-A-N, olgalautman.substack.com. The article is titled, The Kremlin's Payoff, Russia Prepares Hooks to Buy Off Trump. This is disgusting. What's up? I'll be right back with you.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Cases dropped against corporations who give Donald Trump money. I'll tell you about that, and I'll pick up your calls on the other side of this break. Stay with us.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3315, 800-378-3315. That's 800-378-3315. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment.
When the U.S. dollar gets weaker, it keeps international buyers interested in our commodities. I'm Stephanie Hoff along with you on a Wednesday. This is the Midwest Farm Report. Market advisor John Heinberg with Total Farm Marketing helps explain why a break in the U.S. dollar is supporting international sales.
Well, that's a big underlying story here in the marketplace for the commodity sector in general has been the break in the U.S. dollar. Monday trading to its lowest levels going back to April of 2022. You know, so we're looking at a significant break there. Now, that has kind of outweighed some of the tariff impacts that are being forecasted out there. Keeps U.S. commodities a little bit more available to the global supply. We've seen that as we continue to get sales on the corn side, a little less in the soybean side.
John Heinberg along with us. He's a market advisor with Total Farm Marketing based out of West Bend. We'll take a look at what the midday markets are doing today in just a moment.
At Steffes Group, we understand agriculture isn't just business. It's a way of life, and springtime brings new beginnings for farmers. Whether you're upgrading your equipment, transitioning your farm, or planning for the next generation, our experienced team brings buyers and neighbors together for successful auctions. Ready to plan your spring auction? Go to steffesgroup.com. That's steffesgroup.com.
Giving back, it's at the heart of the Wisconsin farmer, and it starts with supporting the backbones of our community. That's why the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board invests in soy foam for our firefighters. Soy foam TF1122 is the first and only firefighting foam green screen certified at the gold level. As a PFAS-free firefighting foam, it's safe for you and the environment. A safe future for your community. Thanks to your soy checkoff. Learn more at wisoybean.org.
Let's take a look at our midday markets on a Wednesday. Soybeans are holding steady. Cash beans are up 9.5 at 10.44.5. November new crop soybeans are up 6.25 cents at 10.32¾. Midweek brings weakness in the corn market. Cash corn is down 1.5 cents at 4.74¼. December new crop corn is also down 1.5 cents, trading at 4.56¼. We also see the wheat slide continuing on a Wednesday. July new crop wheat is down 2.5 cents at 5.47¾. On the flip side, the dairy markets are seeing a rally. The May Class 3 milk contract is up 37 cents at 18.74 a hundredweight. The June contract is up 19 cents at 17.54. And let's take a look ahead to the July Class 3 milk contract. That's up 16 cents at 18.06 a hundredweight. For the Midwest Farm Report on a Wednesday, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Scattered showers and thundershowers likely today, tonight, and again tomorrow. Our high today, upper 60s to low 70s with a light south breeze. Tonight, we're going to drop to around 50. Tomorrow, our high in the upper 60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 45.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Mike Starr joins us here on Nightlight.
Your timing, good fellas, Mike. What you just said was an ad-lib to De Niro. He's like, security, and you're saying, you're looking at him.
Well, that whole scene was improvised. And wow. Him, he said, make sure you don't call it ad-libbing. It's improvisation. It was quite a process that Martin Scorsese put us through over a few days that it would come out like that. It wasn't just like, hey, how you doing?
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol Switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. So tell me the truth. How many different beauty potions do you have sitting on your bathroom counter right now? If it's more than just Vibrant Super C Serum, listen up. The ingredients in this one bottle can replace your day creams, eye creams, night creams, neck creams, wrinkle creams, and dark spot reducers. Made in the USA with the highest quality ingredients, including vitamin C, hyaluronic acid, vitamin B5, and vitamin E, Super C Serum delivers noticeable results. So simplify your skincare routine, get a healthier complexion, and minimize wrinkles and age spots with Vibrance. And if you don't find it better than your current skincare routine, you'll get a full refund. Go to Vibrance.com/Tom to save up to 37% off and get free shipping. That's Vibrance, Vibrience.com/Tom. Vibrance, Vibrience.com/Tom to get up to 37% off and free shipping. Louise just loves this stuff, by the way. That's Vibrance, Vibrience.com/Tom.
Gold Water's morning call behind the country's walls. Stormer's book was passed around, fear was set in stone. The rich men lit the torches, claimed the Reds would take our home. They stole the fear, they stole the lie, wrapped in flags and battle cries. The GOP's long game, 60 years in disguise, selling fear to the people, feeding power to the lies. They call it saving freedom, but they built an iron cage. None dare call it treason, but I will on this stage. Russell Kirk laid out the plan, keep the working class in line, let the wealthy pull the strings, call it order, call it fine. They crush the unions, call the schools.
See how this works? This is a new report from Public Citizen, cross-referencing FEC data on contributions to Trump's inaugural committee and other basically slush funds that Trump has access to, and his lifting tariffs on individual products. Bank of America, Capital One, Coinbase, DuPont, JP Morgan, Google, Amazon, YouTube, Facebook's parent company, Meta, sponsoring the Easter egg roll. Apple donated $1 million. Robert Reich says Trump exempted most of Apple's imports from tariffs. Coinbase donated $1 million. Trump's SEC dropped a major lawsuit against them. See how this works? Yeah. This is called corruption. Good old-fashioned corruption. Meanwhile, new data suggests that $1 trillion in new wealth was created for 19 people last year. $1 trillion in new wealth. This is, you know, the people in the top 0.00001% of America. And their net worth is at least $45 billion per household. This includes Elon Musk, Jeff Bezos, Mark Zuckerberg, Bill Gates, Warren Buffett, and Stephen Schwarzman. J.P. Morgan Chase's private bank estimates that U.S. billionaires numbered nearly 2,000 last year, up from about 1,400 in 2021 when they began tracking billionaires. As of 2023, this is amazing. The top 1% of the U.S. held over a third, 34.8%, over a third of total U.S. household wealth. Compare that to the UK, where the top 1% only holds 21.3% of total wealth. In France, it's 27%, 27.2%. Germany, 27.6%. Here, 34.8%, more than a third. We are making the rich richer and the poor poorer day by day because of 44 years of Reaganomics. It's just that simple. So what's on your mind today? Barbara in Fayetteville, Arkansas. Hey, Barbara, what's on your mind?
Hey, Tom, I've been a long, long, long time listener. And just going through the weight here, I had to, my mind, I'm an ADD. I'm about your age. And what we did was just get out and explore and be in nature and do all that kind of stuff. But the things that just, I'm trying to stay focused. Ukraine's gone. It's done. Let me tell you something else. Democracy Now!, Amy had on one of the Social Security head guys. They are definitely coming after Social Security. Oh. And if we don't every single day put that out there, then we're just going to lose. I have a retirement. I'm fortunate, but I also have my Social Security. And I am just astounded how this is happening. I mean, it's one thing that our corruption, we've been corrupt for a long, long time. Nothing like now. Mm. I mean, this man is just about as low as, I mean, I just can't even go to it. But love you. Love when you read those stories out of books. Love everything about you. And please just continue. But we've got to keep saying they are in Social Security right now.
Yep.
And it's going to be devastating to a whole lot of people.
I agree. And their strategy is very straightforward, Barbara. They're going to break it to the point that people are really pissed off with it. You know, 10,000 people a day are aging into Social Security right now. And a good chunk of those people are going to have a hell of a time signing up, and they're going to be seriously angry, and they're going to be demanding answers. And these are many of these people. I mean, the vast majority of Americans are basically apolitical. They pay no attention to the news. They have no idea that this is going on. And when it takes them 5 hours to get, you know, through on the telephone, and then they're told, sorry, you've got to come in person. And, oh, by the way, the office near you just closed, so you've got to travel 300 miles just to sign up. You know, when that happens, they're going to have a built-in audience for this message that they're going to be promoting, which is, you know, if we just handed this over to J.P. Morgan Chase, they'd handle it much better.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They'd do it right for us. They would definitely do it right for us.
Yeah.
It is so sad and so absolutely hard. I mean, I'm 75. I forget how old you are, but I think you're up there. And I've traveled a whole lot too, lived in South America, lived in Australia, traveled in Europe and Asia. And we've always been contentious with people that, you know, even in the 70s, imperialistic, all that. But good golly, Tom.
Yeah. No, it's gotten crazy, Barbara. Barbara, I have to move along, but thank you for the call. Spot on. Yeah, spot on. Paul in Ambler, Pennsylvania. Hey, Paul, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. I have two things. One is a major story about for-profit private equity. Mm-hmm. Two major hospitals were being closed down in the Philadelphia suburbs in Delaware County. So we've got a population of 585,000 people. As of yesterday, the psychiatric ward patients were forced out. This morning, they've closed down the emergency room. They're not accepting any EMT ambulances at the ER. And by May the 2nd, 3,000 people will be out of work. This is an accelerated shutdown. The company is called Prospect Medical Holdings. It's a private for-profit private equity firm. They bought four hospitals in the county less than 10 years ago. And this will be four hospitals they've closed down completely. People need to look into this because this bankruptcy that's going on in Texas, they own hospitals from California to Rhode Island.
Yeah.
It's coming to a neighborhood near you. If Prospect Medical Holdings owns the hospital and has been running it in your county or your city, they're in bankruptcy, and they don't give two flying Philadelphia you-know-whats about anybody or anything. These people are savages.
Oh, yeah.
So much
private equity should be outlawed.
The governor wants to...
I mean, it's such a scam.
The governor wants it outlawed. He gave a speech about it in January in his annual budget speech. He says he wants to eliminate all private equity from healthcare in Pennsylvania. Period. Yeah. Yeah. End of story. It's a disaster.
It should be eliminated from every industry. I mean, but what they do basically is they buy up a healthy company and they strip it down for parts. They fire as many people as possible. They extract as much cash from it as they possibly can, put it in their own pockets, bankrupt the company, and then just walk away and you know, let somebody else pick up the pieces. I was working at Clear Channel when I saw this happen, you know, here in Portland when I was doing a morning show.
Yeah, well, you know, in the middle of COVID, Philadelphia shut down a hospital owned by another, you know, hedge fund billionaire barbarian. By the way, I like your morbidly rich. I use that in other posts that I do on other sites. I mix it up. I have the barbarian billionaires, the savage 1%, and the millionaire monsters. You know, you can't just repeat the same thing over and over again. And anyway, the other thing is the Democrats have to do something. And in Philadelphia, real quick again, the mayor, Cheryl Parker, brand new first woman mayor, $800 million bonds flowed to pay for 30,000 units of housing. About half of it will be brand new construction, and the other half will be rehabbing and upgrading existing properties and some that have been abandoned completely or land banked. If you don't do something for the people, they don't care. Right. And all that's happening in America, hospitals are closing down. People are losing their water systems. Yep. They can't afford housing. They're camping out on the street. If they don't solve these problems immediately, it doesn't really make any difference.
No, and then the fascists come along and say, you know, we'll take care of it. You know, as Franklin Roosevelt says, just give it to us. We'll do it better. We'll do it faster. And it'll cost nobody anything. Paul, thank you very much. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's talk media for the sane among us. Yes, we are still here, and we'll be right back.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill, plus get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
Wisconsin volleyball fans, don't miss your chance to get a first look at the 2025 Badgers this spring. Catch Wisconsin volleyball in action against in-state rival Marquette on April 16th and UW Green Bay on the 22nd. This is your best opportunity to secure tickets and see your nationally ranked Badger volleyball team in action. So don't wait. For more information on Wisconsin volleyball and to grab your tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Voting proof of citizenship efforts are afoot in Michigan, while voters await the outcome of the Federal SAVE Act and a Trump executive order requiring similar restrictions. This despite no evidence of widespread non-citizen voting in Michigan or anywhere else in the U.S. In Michigan, a constitutional amendment which failed to achieve a two-thirds majority in the legislature just received the go-ahead to collect signatures for a citizen ballot initiative instead. If organizers meet the signature requirements, it could appear on the 2026 ballot. The Michigan proposal requires any new registering voters to show, quote, a birth certificate, passport, and/or other documents, and would eliminate the use of sworn affidavits for voters without approved IDs. Voters without citizenship documents could cast a provisional ballot, but must return with the documents within 6 days for it to count. While that may keep the 20, that's 2-0, alleged Michigan non-citizens from voting, 1 in 9 Americans don't have ready access to citizenship documents, and over 5.8 million Michigan citizens don't own a U.S. passport, according to the Center for American Progress. On the national proof of citizenship front, a federal circuit court ruling on President Donald Trump's March 25th order is expected April 24th, and the SAVE Act is in the U.S. Senate, but unlikely to overcome the filibuster. We have links to more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
When your car is making a strange noise, no matter what it is, you can't just pretend it's not happening.
That's an interesting sound.
It's like your mental health. If you're struggling and feeling overwhelmed, it's important to do something about it.
It can be as simple as talking to someone or just taking a deep, calming breath to ground yourself. Because once you start to address the problem, you can go so much further. The Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council have resources available for you at loveyourmindtoday.org.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Hey, if you're still tossing and turning all night and feeling edgy during the day, let me tell you about CBD from CB Distillery. Millions are turning to their CBD for relief because it works. In fact, over 90% of customers report better sleep with CBD. That's my favorite product of theirs, by the way. Their sleep gummies, they really work. And it's not just sleep. CB Distillery offers targeted formulations for just about everything. Sleep, stress, mood and focus, pain after exercise. They even have CBD for pets. And it's all made with the highest quality, clean ingredients. No fillers, just premium CBD. And with over 2 million satisfied customers and 100% money-back guarantee, CB Distillery is the source to trust. So if you're struggling with sleep, stress, or other health concerns and haven't found relief, make the change like millions are to CBD from CB Distillery. And for a limited time, I can get you 25% off your entire purchase. Just use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, at cbdistillery.com, and you'll get 25% off. Specific product availability depends on individual state regulations, but check out CB Distillery and use that promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, to get 25% off. Gotta go, but we see through that dog and pony show. Behind closed doors, the votes are cast by men who serve the ultra class. They won't face us in the light of day, but we're here and we've got something to say. Hands off our Social Security. This belongs to you and me. We paid in, we earned that right. We won't back down, we're gonna fight. Hands off our Welcome back, 51 Social minutes Security. Past the hour. Picking up your calls here, Paul in Zilla, Washington. Hey, Paul, what's up?
Oh, good morning, Tom. I wanted to give another report from the very red farm country of the Yakima Valley.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't find a protest going on in the 19th. There later was some, but I just reached out on social media and told people that I was going to be standing on the corner at my congressman's office.
Mm-hmm.
I had 39 people join me.
Whoa. Is your congressman a Democrat or a Republican, Paul?
Unfortunately, he is a Republican. Fortunately, he is the only remaining congressperson who voted to impeach Trump, who is also a Republican.
Oh, wow.
But, yeah, and he's cowardice. But anyway, you were talking to Pocan about the importance of, not being afraid, being brave. And so there are a lot of people who want to go out. They just need a place to go. So when I go to a protest, I wear my name badge from work. I'm not afraid.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it helps being here in Washington State where police are on my side.
Yeah, being in a blue state.
But,
I get it.
But, you know, if you can't find a protest, go use social media. Look what social media did in North Africa with the rising up of folks.
Did you post
there
on Facebook or Blue Sky or Twitter or what?
I used Facebook. I didn't go to any of the blop or anything because it wasn't a really organized event.
Right.
I am now going to do one on May Day in Zilla, and I am reaching out to those organizations because I'm hoping I can get 40 people to come out in my little town and stand on the street corner there.
There you go. Well, Paul, thank you for the inspiration. That's a great message.
Yeah, I give it a try, people. Just put the word out. Somebody will show up and stand with you.
There you go. Thank you, Paul. Dorothy in Drake's Branch, Virginia. Hey, Dorothy, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. This is the second time I've called you. I have a question I'm hoping you can answer. I have two things. The first thing, the question, why did Congressman Pocan, why didn't he say we are already in a constitutional crisis? I mean, I don't get it.
He has said that before, I believe.
Well, I know today he said almost or maybe or when we.
Okay. Yeah, no, I think we are. The Trump administration is openly defying the court. Although the word that I believe it was Axios that reported this morning is one of the more credible news sources said that there is talk within the Trump administration just filed two things in Judge Zinni's courtroom, the judge who's been demanding the daily updates on Abrego Garcia. And they filed two things last night under seal, which is like in secret. And it looks like they're trying to figure out how to get him back to the United States so that they can just put this whole thing to bed, which I think, frankly, would be a disaster, because not that I don't want him to come back to the United States. I definitely want that. But if they can do it in a way where we just say, OK, he's cool, and forget about the other 250 plus men who are down there with no due process, every single one of them screwed as badly as this guy, that would be a terrible thing. So,
well, plus the fact I just heard last night that there are actually some of those people are missing.
Yes.
I mean, they've just disappeared.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, there's some who have disappeared, and we don't know if they're down there or not. Yeah, you're absolutely right, Dorothy. Dorothy, I've got to pick up some more callers here, but thank you for the call. They're spot on. Patrick in Seattle. Hey, Patrick, what's up?
Tom, Mr. Hartman. I'm a first-time caller, but I've been watching you for quite a while.
Well, thank you.
One question. To the best of your recollection, has the so-called U.S. Supreme Court ever been rendered inoperable by a convicted felon?
Not to the best of my knowledge, Patrick.
Yeah. Yeah,
they've been defied before, but never in the way that Trump is doing it right now. Not in the Supreme Court did not, order Andrew Jackson not to do the Trail of Tears. They merely said that it was
right.
Unconstitutional. They did not order President Lincoln to enforce the Dred Scott decision of 1856 in the northern states. And he refused to.
Yeah.
But what we're looking at right now is a level of defiance of the Supreme Court and of the lower courts as well. I mean, you know, judicial review is not limited to the Supreme Court. Every court in America is capable of exercising judicial review under, the 1803 decision, Marbury versus Madison. And, they're just in open defiance of these courts. And
Yeah, unbelievable.
Yeah. Okay. Well, Patrick, thank you for the call. It's great to hear from you. I just have 15 seconds here before the end of this hour, so I just want to remind you that we are in a full-blown constitutional crisis, and it's getting worse with this whole papers, please thing. I mean, this is downright frightening that just in the last 48 hours, two different administration officials have said that people who simply speak out against Trump may be guilty of supporting terrorism and therefore subject to arrest and deportation. American citizens, we need to pay attention to this stuff. We're hitting the top of the hour. I'll be back with you on the other side of the break. January 6th cop killer's got a better deal than Garcia and a great geeky science about EVs. Stick around.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Hey, it's me, your liver. You know, the organ that helps you recover every weekend after pizza, donuts, and all those drinks. When you have a headache, you take an aspirin. You have a stomach ache, you pop an acid. But where's the love for your best buddy, the liver? The least that you could do to help me stay healthy is take Active Liver from New Nordic. Active Liver tablets contain high-quality, all-natural ingredients like milk thistle, globe artichoke, and turmeric extracts, which are proven to keep me healthy and you feeling your best. Active Liver provides an easy daily detox and helps protect me all year long. So let me make you an offer you can't refuse. You take care of me with Active Liver, and I keep taking care of you. Capiche?
See for yourself why Active Liver is Scandinavia's number one liver health supplement. You can find Active Liver at CVS and online at Amazon or directly from NewNordicUSA.com. Again, find it in stores at CVS or online at Amazon or NewNordicUSA.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended...
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Check out my war plans. Pete Hegseth talking about first big strike against the Houthis in Yemen on Signal, two separate channels. Yes, the one you heard about before with the reporter on it. Oops-a-daisy. And now also his wife, his bro, and his lawyer who magically got hired by the Pentagon. This guy's judgment could not be worse. Do you think Hegseth should probably resign?
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons, 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
The advantage of being a high school dropout is what you don't have. Like, you don't get it. That is below the dignity of your station, man.
Derek Van Orden wants you to know, as a kid, he was on food stamps. He was raised by a single mom. Me too. Attacking and belittling a witness, using your personal story to somehow justify it, it doesn't make you right. You know what's below the dignity of your station? Being a jerk while someone is raising valid concerns about the jerk move that you're about to make.
Catch Mornings with Pat Kreitlow at its new time, weekdays 6 to 9 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
From ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Investors are on a buying spree today, bolstered by the Trump administration's pullback on tough rhetoric on tariffs. President Trump, critical of Fed Chair Jerome Powell, now says he will not seek to fire Powell. And the president says countries are engaged with the U.S. on trade deals and sounded optimistic that negotiations will also happen, too, with China. Here's ABC's Mary Bruce.
Wall Street is heading to its worst April since the Great Depression. The International Monetary Fund now warning Trump's tariffs will slow economic growth around the world, with the U.S. taking a significant hit. The White House now trying to reassure anxious investors.
At the Vatican, people lining up outside St. Peter's Basilica, where the body of Pope Francis is now lying in state for the next 3 days. Preparations underway for his funeral set for Saturday. In London, the U.S., Europe, and Ukraine holding talks today, working to make progress on a ceasefire deal between Ukraine and Russia, but there are sticking points over territory. This is ABC News.